This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 minute musical radio show for December 2009. Today's show is sponsored by Quiet Impact, Inc., bringing you and your family quality books on moral character building for all ages. www.character-in-action.com. Our guest is Elizabeth Hamilton, internationally known expert in teaching high moral values, character, to students of all ages. She has worked as a teacher and principal for 45 years in the best-run schools and the worst-run schools. Elizabeth Hamilton, what would your ideal model of a school and classroom look like, including classical music in the background, the Pledge of Allegiance, prayer, and how long would the school day be?
Thank you, Dr. Frank. I've followed your outstanding work for nearly 5 years, and I'm happy to be on your show. Your question about schools is excellent. Teaching in a variety of schools, I discovered that one secret of an ideal school is to marinate it in classical music. Each time we did that, the work of both teachers and students improved dramatically. Classical music helped everyone become peaceful and shift their mental gears into academic drive. We played classical music before, between, and after classes. So in an ideal school, I would build on what we learned, and I would include classical music in classes as well. The positive results are clear, of course, from your own research. They're obvious, too, in the experience of a growing number of administrators and teachers. My ideal school would train teachers in selecting the best classical music for given teaching situations, provide an abundance of that music, and help the teachers marinate their students in it. My ideal classroom would be marinated in high moral values, too. For example, teachers would aggressively teach loyalty and exercise it daily by pledging allegiance or loyalty to country. They'd aggressively teach gratitude and exercise it daily by thanking God in prayer. They'd totally immerse students in character. Imagine the dramatic change in a school where absolute moral values are taught and exercised consistently. Such values must to be based on absolutes, however. Character is not a matter of exercising integrity when it's to our advantage and tossing it aside when it becomes inconvenient. In my ideal school, all personnel would subscribe to and exercise unchanging moral values. The students could almost become men and women of character simply by copying their teachers' lives. As for the school day length, I think a third of the day, 7.5 to 8 hours, fits life's rhythm, with time for vital subjects. Let me hasten to add that I consider as vital subjects moral training, as well as the highest quality music and art appreciation for every student. We destroy the fabric of cultured society when we strip character and fine arts out of the curriculum.
Today's show is brought to you by Quiet Impacts, Inc., bringing you and your family quality books on moral character building for all ages. www.character-in-action.com. Mrs. Hamilton, what are the best schools you have worked in, and why?
I would say the best school in which I've worked was Meizen Junior High School in Takamatsu, Japan. I'd choose that school for two reasons. Meizen, being like all other Japanese schools, instilled very strong character traits into students. They taught absolute, not relative, respect for teachers. As a result, my 90 students were pin-drop quiet. They sat up and paid attention in class. students learned absolute responsibility, too. All 90 students took full responsibility for homework and personal academic success. And they took responsibility for keeping their school clean. Every afternoon, they did a half hour of janitorial work, and they did it without complaining. Students built self-discipline, diligence, and other essential moral values. Another reason I choose Mason Junior High is that my students had to study music and art. Now, that was true of every school in Japan, elementary through secondary. Mornings were dedicated to what some call academic subjects, things like math, science, and history. But afternoons were used for music, art, and physical fitness. Classical music played throughout the school during the day. Most of my students took private instrumental lessons in addition to the school's music course. I'm certain the regular infusion of music had a positive influence on their academic success. Dr. Frank, some of your listeners may have heard that U.S. students placed 24th in the world recently in math and science tests. That's true. Untrue, however, is that America's past decision to strip music from the curriculum helped our ranking. It did not help us. It harmed us. In fact, our ranking dropped after we removed music. Also untrue is the suggestion that more hours in school will correct that problem. Not at all. Japan schools ranked number 2 in the world, far better than our 24th place rank. But Japan students still study music, and their school day is still about 7.5 hours long. Students don't need more hours in school. Students do need music, and they do need character. Permeate the school day with classical music, bring back regular instruction in music, get serious about teaching character, and the current hours in school will produce much higher grades, I'm sure. I'd actually like to add a second best school in which I've worked, and that would be Hebron College in New Zealand. Why? Like the Japanese, New Zealanders value character. But unlike Japan, New Zealand is a nation of diverse people, more like the U.S. Yet, in spite of that, New Zealand schools build on their diversity, aggressively instilling character in everyone. I found at Hebron College that school board, parents, students, and the general community all showed respect to me and my teachers. They did it, they said, just because we were teachers. That kind of determination to exercise character translated into high student achievement and strong parental support.
Mrs. Hamilton, have you written a favorite book out of all of your character books for all ages? And what is your website for ordering?
I'm glad you asked that. I would choose my best-selling teen romance novel, Date with Responsibility. It's exciting fiction, and it's based on a teenager's true story. It involves hot teen topics such as dating, sex, teen pregnancy, and abortion, but it doesn't stop there. Woven throughout the novel is an underlying message of teenagers' need to take responsibility for every area of their lives. Your listeners can order it at character-in-action.com/CIA02.htm.
We would like to thank our sponsor, Quiet Impact, Inc., for bringing you and your family books on moral character building for all ages. www.character-in-action.com. And we'd like to thank our international expert, Elizabeth Hamilton, for coming on our one-minute musical radio show.
Thank you, Dr. Frank. It was really my privilege.